You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, and Happy New Year.
I cannot believe it. I never got used to 2012.
I'm still not adjusted from 2011 yet. So my name is Tachnik. I'm your host, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy right back at you.
Outstanding. Well, we got a great show to kick off the new year. Say hello to Dawn Landau. She is the owner of Environs Residential. Welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, and I understand, too, that tomorrow is a big day.
It is.
Happy birthday to you. So,
do we get to sing? Okay, bad idea.
Maybe yes. We'll try it later.
I think the FCC might have some problems with you singing on air. But Dawn, before we get into it, do take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I am owner of Environs Residential, which is a design build construction company. Been doing that. My husband and I own it together, actually, and we've had it since 2001. Prior to that, I was in the restaurant business, and prior to that, I was an accountant, which comes in handy on the construction side of things. And I play a design role with that company.
That's really exciting. Tell us a little bit more about Environs Residential and, you know, specifically, you know, what the company does for homeowners.
We have a life cycle approach to home ownership. We like to help folks not only identify the house that they want to buy and live in, but also along the way, whether or not they used us to purchase the house, they might need a kitchen renovation or a bathroom renovation. And so we try to stay involved with them and what they want out of their home for the length of time that they live there. We don't just go in and necessarily do one room and say goodbye. We try to bring green or environmentally friendly options to the table when we're doing all of our renovations. Sometimes we can do things to the point of an entire earthcraft house, or we can just bring an element or two to each project that might have, you know, a green impact.
What do you find most folks want when they're looking for that? Are most people taking a very holistic approach and a lifestyle approach, as you've just described? Or do you find more folks saying, kind of just dipping their toe in the water?
I think it's becoming more common for people to find a company and individuals that they work well with and continue to go back to them as they live and need to revise their living situation. Because it really is, we're in our clients' houses for extended lengths of time. It's good that that relationship become, you know, solid and evolve and stay, you know, open and transparent, and having a long-term relationship helps all that.
Talk to us a little bit more about the green aspects. What are homeowners looking for? Is it something specific they come to you with, or do they just want to be greener?
Well, I think a lot of it stems from energy efficiency. I think in, you know, the last few years, we've all become very aware of what the money that we're spending, not only on gasoline, but electricity and natural gas, et cetera. So that's typically where it starts. We're doing more spray foam insulation, for example, which when that first came out was difficult to sell, even though there was a fairly quick return on your investment for it. But now folks are starting to realize they're going to be in their houses for 10, 15 years. And that makes sense to try to recoup those funds and energy save.
Dawn, sometimes you can equate green with ugly, and I don't mean to overstate it, but I mean, what kind of things do you do from a design standpoint to make sure that you are environmentally conscious, doing all the green things and saving energy, but still have that flair?
Yeah, the most important thing in my mind to create an environmentally friendly project is to design it well. Any amount of green material that then gets torn out and put in a landfill is no longer green. So you want to do the best work that you can, buy the highest quality products that you can, so that you or the next owner of a house don't feel compelled to tear it out. So then it's as pretty as you want it to be, as long as it stays there.
All right. We'll be back with Dawn Landau after this commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone?
With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right. And we're back with Dawn Landau, owner of Environs Residential.
So, Dawn, is there a specific process that you walk homeowners through when they come to you and start a project?
Yes, it entails explaining how the design build concept works and where the baton gets passed. In traditional architecture builder circumstances, there's a very definitive, the architect is finished and then the builder takes over. That can sometimes create a lot of finger pointing as to, well, whose fault was this when something doesn't go right? And that's what we try to avoid in the design build situation. So we sort of walk them through. We'll spend an hour with each client at least at their house, looking at their project, and then sitting down and describing to them how the entire process works, beginning with a design proposal, then a design period where we complete it, then a cost estimate, then construction plans once everybody's happy with, you know, the final estimated number, and then a final construction contract.
Talk a little bit more about the financial aspects of it, both in terms of having the design build services together, as you just described, and also tie in the green part of it. I mean, sometimes I got to spend money up front to save money in the long term.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting. A lot of the products are becoming more environmentally friendly and are being developed with product life cycles in mind for what can happen to a countertop when you do take it out. Can it get ground up and reused for other things? Wood products, that's happening with. So it's becoming less of a financial burden on the front end, on the building side. I would guess that things like windows, replacing windows just for a energy savings is not always necessarily the best use of funds. But if you're building a new house, putting in upgraded insulation and systems certainly makes sense if you're going to be spending the money anyway. It's the cost benefit analysis there. That's where the accounting side of me sort of comes in handy.
Yeah, numbers are certainly important. Mm-hmm. So I know you kind of follow my motto, why own one company when you can have two? So tell us a little bit about the other real estate services that you offer.
Yeah, we a few years ago, I decided to get my real estate license in order to market our own properties. We were doing some spec building. And what we have found is that, you know, having that ability to help guide folks before they even get in a house that needs fixing is invaluable to them at times. Sometimes, you know, my clients will buy things that don't need any repair, and down the line they'll decide they want to change a kitchen or a bathroom. And other times folks can't find what they want on the open marketplace, and so we'll find a house and immediately renovate it for them.
So before we got on air, you made a comparison between car shopping and house shopping. Will you share that with our listeners?
One of the things that I try to bring to the real estate side, transactional side of things, is to our clients, is the fact that they need to research the property and get educated as to the history of a house before they buy it. We do a lot of research on our cars, and we look to find out if it was in an accident, but we don't necessarily go and see if the work done on our house was properly permitted. So, you know, you're going to spend 10 times or more on your house as you do on your car. So at least spend some time, you know, educating yourself as to its history.
Dawn, talk a little bit about trends. What kind of things are you seeing that buyers want and are demanding that they didn't a few years back?
Quality. You know, everybody wants a pretty house, but I think now that we're staying in our homes a little bit longer. You know, there was a time where it was 2 and 3 years and folks were flipping up and moving to another one. And I think now that we're really investing in our homes and understanding that investment a little bit better, we're seeing people be more particular about the quality of the construction.
All right, Don, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Environs Residential?
Well, we've got a few different ways. We've got a website at environsresidential.com. We've got our phone number is 404-810-0025, and you can like us on our Facebook page, which is Environs Residential.
Don Landau, owner of Environs Residential. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we go, Delaney, we'll sing you happy birthday. Go. All right, maybe not. Seriously, though, happy birthday, Don.
Thanks a bunch.
All right, we'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
I have a fantastic deal from Georgia Home Foreclosures. They have homes that are perfect for ringing in the new year at Washington Avenue, which is just off the square in Marietta. And these are fantastic reset pricing homes in a mixed-use community. So, you know, lots of work and play nearby. Young professionals and active families are really attracted to these, and the prices are as low as $175.9.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, $175 right off the square of Marietta.
I didn't think there was such a thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they're two-bedroom, two-bathroom homes, and they're all brick.
Don't get any ideas. You're ITP. Moving on. Okay.
So, and I know, there's even more options for those who are looking for three-bedroom options. There's options for full-size homes in Marietta, and there's, you know, condo upgrades you wouldn't expect in foreclosures, like high ceilings, hardwood floors, designer paint colors, upgraded kitchens, and private balconies.
At Georgia Home Foreclosures, I mean, they do some awesome work. I think they find the right kind of places. They rehab them or shine up what needs to be done. Repair.
As I've said before, the next time I find a house, I'm going through them. I mean, I just continue to be impressed month after month with what they're offering.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's some really cool amenities. Delaney, tell us about those.
Owners enjoy covered parking, rooftop terrace, and great facilities for meetings and gatherings all within the building.
All right. And right close to Marietta Square. I mean, I can't get that part out of my head. That close. Is so cool down there.
Close to Marietta Square, and there's only a few left.
All right, Carol, where can people get more information on this?
Well, they can call Agent Cindy Johnson at 678-409-7100 or James Griffin at 404-379-9335. Of course, they can also visit the website, gahomeforeclosures.com.
Okay, well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Jamie Chastain, Sales and Marketing Manager with JEH Homes. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure, Jamie. I assure you, before we get into it, Jamie, take a second, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm the Sales and Marketing Manager at JEH Homes. My career in the real estate industry began in 97. I've worked with national builders as well as local builders over the years. I found myself at JEH Homes in 2009 after watching this new home building company grow in such a challenging market.
So tell us a little bit more about JEH Homes.
JEH Homes is a local home builder that offers affordable pricing. Having been in the home building industry through its highs and lows, we are committed to building communities that remain in desirable and highly sought after locations regardless of market trends.
You know, I'm always interested in the green movement and the things that builders are doing in that regard. Tell us a little bit about your green.
Sure, absolutely. Our green design initiative focuses on ensuring our homes are better by design. We understand the importance of green efficiency, which is why our new green design initiative targets the design, construction, operation, and maintenance of each home, intended to reduce its association with raw materials. Homes built with JEH Green Design are more efficient, so the JEH homeowners save hundreds annually.
That's really cool. So it's a, you know, so less waste in the building process, and then a tighter building envelope, so it saves them money.
Absolutely. We really start at our architectural design to help create plans that have more open spaces to reduce the amount of building materials required.
That's cool.
Does that make it easier for you to do your job?
Absolutely. Our home buyers absolutely love the open floor plans and the open spaces, and that's really what a lot of homeowners are looking for, and space that is truly utilized, that they know that they'll truly be utilizing the home that way and living that way.
Yeah, that sounds like it's definitely a benefit for them. Everybody loves those big, spacious, open floor plans. It's great for entertaining.
But I do.
I know.
I love them.
Now, what other, you know, benefits do you offer to your home buyers?
Well, one of the things that we're really proud of that we offer is our prestigious 10-year Quality Builders Warranty that's backed by Liberty Mutual. And most of our homeowners do not realize until we share it with them that builders and their vendors must be vetted to meet certain qualifications and standards to earn the right to even offer this warranty to our home buyers and with our homes. The warranty stays with the home for 10-year duration, which is also known as the gold standard in the home industry.
One of the things I'm always interested in if I'm going to be working with the builder is the individual I'll be working with. So let's say I was out looking to buy a home and I was going to work with you. Just talk about the process you and I'd go through to help me make that kind of a decision.
Once you enter one of our communities, we'll have a new home counselor there on staff at the community that's going to first just start talking with you just to discover what you really are looking for in a new home. And once we have a great understanding of what you're looking for and what's going to be right for you and your family, then we start venturing into what we feel would be the perfect floor plan for you.
All right. We'll be back with Jamie Chastain after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years?
Wow.
Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, and we're back with Jamie Chastain, Sales and Marketing Manager with JEH Homes.
Jamie, tell us a little bit about your communities and where they're located.
Well, we offer new communities ranging from the 150s to the 300s in North Fulton, Alpharetta, Milton, Forsyth, as well as Gwinnett. Our communities include single-family homes as well as maintenance-free townhomes, where Wi-Fi access, granite countertops, recessed lighting, select room hardwoods all come standard, with many floor plans to choose from, ranging from 1,800 square feet to 3,500 square feet.
Wow, that's a lot of variety of the house itself, the type of home, the location, the community. Any particular demographic that you find yourself working with? I mean, is it young couples, empty nesters, everything in between?
Old guys.
Don't say that.
Nice.
We actually find ourselves with all of those buyers. Since the 150s, we definitely see a lot of the new buyers within that community. We also offer ranch plans where we'll see empty nesters that are ready to move into their final home. So we're actually reaching across a variety of different buyers within our neighborhoods.
What about floor plans? I know you have a variety of different floor plans, but tell me about, if I'm looking for a home and, entry level in the 150s, what type of floor plan would be available?
Well, that's typically going to be one of our townhomes, and that's typically going to be anywhere between the 1,800 square foot to the 2,000 and 2,300 square foot range, which would have three bedrooms, 2.5 bath.
It's a nice size.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the amenities you get in the various communities that you're building in.
Each community has their a lot of unique different amenities. One of our communities has a dog park. A lot of our communities definitely accompany the pool that everybody's looking for. Some of our communities have multiple pools and a lot of aquatic features just for the children. We also have a community that has an indoor tennis facility as well as an outdoor tennis facility.
Wow.
You don't see that very often.
What community is that?
That's James Creek, and that's one of our new communities that we've just entered.
And very exciting. James Creek is...
Where is that?
Is that Forsyth?
That is Forsyth. Mm-hmm.
Son of a gun, I need to go. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen one of those.
I didn't realize anyone was back in James Creek. So are you all the first builder back in James Creek since the downturn?
No, we're not. But
you're not?
We are
okay.
Newly back in.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is very exciting.
Any kind of incentives you're offering now?
We're offering up to $5,000 off on our inventory homes.
That'll get folks' attention.
That's phenomenal. So what kinds of trends are you seeing overall in the market?
Gosh, the overwhelming confidence that we see from the home buyers that are coming in today is truly refreshing. From the downturn when people came in, it seemed like everybody was just looking for the best deal. And today, the buyers or that we're seeing in the home buyers, they're more focused on what's right for them and what home, you know, they want to live in, what community is going to be the best fit for them.
Boy, that's, and you see that trend continuing? I know that's an awful tough question to know the answer to.
We do, and it's really what we've built our forecast on this year. We just had such an overwhelming year last year. We had doubled our sales last year over the year previous to that. So the renewed confidence that we see from our homeowners is translating into our company as well.
Boy, I love hearing that. I mean, it's just so much gloom and doom. And anything on the horizon that you see coming that's different, or do you think the market's just going to get stronger, as you were just saying it's looking?
I do. I really do see it trending and becoming stronger and stronger. The home buyers that we're meeting definitely are ready to take advantage of the low interest rates and are very concerned on how long those will survive.
All right. Well, Jamie, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about JEH Homes?
To discover more about JEH Homes, visit one of our 12 communities or go to our website at www.jeh-homes.com. or call 1-866-291-1877. And for continuous updates on all of our JEH Homes communities, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Jamie Chastain, Sales and Marketing Manager with JEH Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Well, that wraps today's show. You can find us on iTunes or at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, leave us a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Dawn Landau and Jamie Chastain, show producer Delaney Young, co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.